All right, Jennifer, whenever you're ready, let me know.
Okay, Chair, you're on the record.
All right, thank you, Jennifer. I'll call to order the Robelt Transmission Organization Governance Committee meeting for December 17th, 2025 to order. Jennifer, if we could do a roll call, please.
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer here.
Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller here.
Best City of Seward?
Brian Hickey here.
Homer Electric Association?
Brad Janarski here.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo here.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million here.
A Rail Belt Reliability Council? Okay, Chair, you have a quorum.
Okay, thank you, Jennifer. Moving on to item three, public roll call, please.
Okay, we'll start with the people in the room here first. We'll start with our attorney online, I guess.
Hi, good morning, Tina Grovier, Sol Reeves.
Okay, and then next we'll start with anyone on the Teams meeting from Seward that hasn't identified themselves.
Yeah, Cody George, outside counsel with the City of Seward.
Okay, and then we'll go to Homer Electric. Anyone from Homer Electric?
Sarah Lamb, Homer Electric.
Okay, then we'll move to Chugach Electric. Anybody on the Teams? Okay. And then how about Matanuska Electric Association?
David Pease.
John Sinclair, MEA.
Tim Hinkle, okay. MEA.
Okay. How about in the room? Is everybody in, anybody in the room from Matanuska?
Tony Zellers, MEA.
Thanks, Tony. Then we'll go to anyone in on the Teams meeting from Alaska Energy Authority.
Bill Price, here.
Mark Billings, the AEA.
Okay. Then we'll go to Golden Valley Electric Association. Anyone on the Teams meeting?
Yes, Daniel Heckman, Golden Valley Electric.
Okay, thanks, Daniel. And then next we'll go to anyone else that's on the Teams meeting that wants to identify themselves.
Carl Monroe, consultant for the RTO.
Okay, thanks, Carl. And then I think I just saw John Bell join. Mr. Bell, are you joining as the alternate for the RRC? Maybe not. I thought I saw him join. Okay. That's everybody, Chair.
Okay. Thank you, Jennifer. Moves us on to item number four, the approval of the agenda. If I can get a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Curtis Thayer, move to approve.
Arthur Miller, second.
Thank you. Are there any changes or modifications to the agenda? All right, hearing and seeing none, Jennifer, if we can do a roll call vote for the approval of the agenda, please.
Yes, sir. Chugach Electric Association?
Yes.
Okay. The City of Seward?
Brian Hickey, yes.
Homer Electric Association?
Yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Okay, thank you. Moving on to item five, public comments.
Okay, is there anybody on the Teams meeting that wants to make a public comment? And there's nobody in the room here. Is there anybody on the phone that would like to make a public comment? Please press star 9 and you'll be recognized. Okay, Chair, there is no public comments at this time.
Thank you, Jennifer. All right, moving on. Approval of the meeting minutes that were provided to the group attached to this agenda from December 5th, 2025. We get a motion to approve the minutes.
Move to approve, Tony Izzo.
Second, Brian Hickey.
Okay. Any discussion or changes to the minutes? Seeing and hearing none, Jennifer, we can do a roll call vote to approve the minutes from December 5th.
Yes, sir. The City of Seward?
Brian Hickey, yes.
Homer Electric Association?
Rajanorski, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Millian, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Chris Thayer, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Yes.
I think I heard Mr. Miller say yes. He's muted.
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Okay. The motion carries, Chair.
Thank you. Moving on to item 7A, under old business, open access transmission tariff, RCA matter TA1-8001. Tina, I will turn that over to you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Good morning, everyone. The docket continues to move forward. On December 12th, the Regulatory Commission of Alaska issued order number 8, which requires the parties in the docket to respond to 3 questions no later than January 6th, 2026. We are continuing to prepare for reply testimony, which is due this Friday, December 19th. And I have matters related to these topics and next steps in the docket to discuss with you in executive session, the immediate knowledge of which could have an adverse effect on the legal and financial position of the RTO and or the committee members. Thank you.
Any questions for Tina? Seeing none, we'll move on to item B, technical subcommittee update. John, do you have any updates for us today?
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Chair. We did meet yesterday and continued to discuss local regional allocator. We had a pretty good debate. We're continuing to try to move that forward, but do not have any specifics to report on that. We also had 4 business practices assigned to different parties. They mostly volunteered for those assignments, so we're drafting up some business practices and trying to move that forward as well. But that was what occurred yesterday. That's where we're at for the technical subcommittee.
Excellent. Thank you, John. Any questions for John from the committee members? Okay, not seeing any. Again, thank you, John, for that update. Moving over to 7C tariff subcommittee update, Mr. Heckman, I'm guessing that will be you.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. The RTO Tariff Subcommittee has not met since the last Governance Committee meeting. We have nothing further to report for this meeting. We continue to work on the business practices that were also assigned at previous subcommittee meetings that we will continue to work through those this month and the beginning of 2026. But other than that, we have no further action items to report to this group for this meeting.
Thank you, Daniel. Any questions for Daniel from the committee members? Not seeing any. We will continue moving on. New business, item 8A, RTO pre-filed reply testimony. Tina, I'm guessing that would be back over to you again.
Yes. I think, actually, it might be better for us to have that discussion after executive session.
Okay.
Sorry about that. I should have caught that in the wrong order, but.
No problem. So I'll take chair prerogative on that. We will go ahead and move item 8, new business, to item 9, and we'll move the executive session up to now. So if we could get a motion to go into executive session, and then once we conclude with that, we will go into the new business items.
Mr. Chair, I move that we go into executive session for the reasons stated by our outside counsel, Tina Grovier.
Arthur
Miller.
A couple seconds there. Arthur, I think, snuck in just before Tony. So any discussion before making the vote for going into executive session? All right, hearing Tony, go ahead.
Yeah, apologies to Mr. Bell. I'm not sure. Name is familiar. I'm just not certain as to who he's with and who he's representing.
Ed, I see your hand up. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Travis, Tony, and committee members, John Bell is an employee of the RRC. He's our senior staff engineer, and he is now the alternate for the RRC. We moved alternate from Mr. Joel Groves to John Bell.
Well, great, and welcome, John Bell. Thank you, Ed.
Thank you, Ed. Any other questions or discussion before going into executive session? All right, seeing then, Jennifer, if we could do a roll call vote to go into executive session for the items discussed.
Yes, sir. Homer Electric Association?
Brad Janorski, yes.
Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
City of Seward?
Brian Hickey, yes.
The motion carries, Chair, and we will go into executive session momentarily.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Chair, you're back on the record.
Thank you, Jennifer. I would advise that the RTO has not taken any formal action on the matters discussed while in executive session, except as authorized by bylaws section 5.12.2 to give direction to an attorney or negotiator regarding the handling of a specific legal matter or pending negotiation. With that, that's going to move us on to item 9, new business, 9A, which is RTO pre-filed reply testimony, and if there's a motion on that.
Mr. Chair, I move that the RTO approve Chair Million to work with counsel and relevant witnesses to finalize and file RTO's pre-filed reply testimony, including any exhibits, with the understanding that no material changes will be made without bringing the matter back to the committee.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Curtis, there, a second.
Thank you, Curtis. Any discussion on this topic? Hearing none, Jennifer, if we could do a roll call vote on the RTO pre-filed reply testimony.
Yes, sir. Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
City of Seward?
Brian Hickey, yes.
And Homer Electric Association.
And I would just note for the record that Homer had to step off for another meeting, unfortunately.
Okay. The motion carries, Chair.
Thank you. Moving over to 9B, Order 8, requiring filings in RCA docket U-12-028. Is there a motion on that?
Mr. Chair, I move that the RTO approve Chair Million to work with counsel and any relevant witnesses to finalize and file information, the information requested in RCA Order U-25-28, parent 8, close parent, on January 6, 2026, consistent with the direction provided in executive session.
Thank you.
Curtis, there, second.
Thank you, Curtis. Any discussion on this topic? All right, seeing none, Jennifer, if we could do a roll call vote on Order 8 required filings.
Yes, sir. Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Million, yes.
Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Arthur Miller, yes.
City of Seward?
Brian Hickey, yes.
Homer Electric is absent. And Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
The motion carries, Chair.
Thank you, Jennifer. Moving on, member comments. Are there any members that wish to make a comment before we close today? Yeah, Tony, go ahead.
Just a Merry Christmas to all.
Thank you, Tony. Ed?
And I know it came up during discussions on before I went to executive session, but just stating for the committee that we have changed our alternate for the board seat of this committee for the RRC. So John Bell is now the alternate. Thank you.
Thank you, Ed, and welcome, John. Any other comments from committee members?
So just happy holidays as well, to echo what Tony said. Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Arthur?
Same here.
Perfect. Well, I would echo that. Merry Christmas to everybody. Hope everybody gets a little bit of downtime over the holiday season as well. With that, next meeting date will most likely be mid to end of January. That'll be determined once we figure that out. And with that, if we can get a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All right. And Jennifer, final roll call vote to adjourn.
Yes, sir. Alaska Energy Authority?
Curtis Thayer, yes.
Chugach Electric Association?
Yes.
City of Seward?
Yes.
Homer is absent. Matanuska Electric Association?
Tony Izzo, yes.
Golden Valley Electric Association?
Travis Millian, yes.
The motion carries. We're adjourned, Chair.
All right. Well, thank you, everybody, and again, have a wonderful holidays.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Bye-bye.